Okay, once again, we like to look at the sixth commandment, which is Exodus 20, verse 12. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. We've seen the last several weeks, of course, that the first four commandments really form the foundation. They're all about God, our attitude, our behavior toward God. Beginning with the fifth commandment, we see our relationship to man. And it's very important that this fifth commandment concerning our relationship to man teaches the principle of honor and respect. Of course, that goes a long way. That takes care of all the commandments. It, of course, takes care of this commandment, the fifth, and takes care of all the rest as well. Before we get into the actual honoring of father and mother, again, we've spent the last several weeks talking about this principle of respect and honor. Parents make a very grave error, especially in today's world, where there's so much dysfunction, so many split families, divorce, remarriages. It's very important for the sake of kids that dads respect and show honor to the mother of their children, and vice versa, that women show respect and honor to the father of their children. The proneness, we've seen it many times, the children become pawns in mom and dad's little games. And children, by the action of their parents, are taught. Whether the parent sets out to do that or not really doesn't matter. They are taught disrespect. And so today, of course, it's widespread. We ought to have enough sense, no matter what's gone on between a husband and a wife, for the sake of children, not to use them as a tool, a pawn, and not to teach them, again, whatever's gone on, not to teach them to disrespect, because that will come back. That will come back to each one. So it's very important. Now this command is pretty simple. Honor thy father and thy mother. That speaks of the duty that we owe to our parents. The scope of the command is both inward and outward. And I believe the scope of the command is for life. It's for our entire life. In adulthood, Mark 10, verse 7, hopefully there comes a time when one is to leave his father and mother. Jesus taught this in Mark chapter 10, verse 7. Leave thy father and mother and cleave, speaking of husband and wife, to one another. One of the biggest problems in marriage today is husband and wives do not, they never leave father and mother. So there comes a time, this is the way God designed it, there comes a time when children are to leave. Leave father and mother. That's how society works. But when that time comes, the time has come to leave. And I'm not just talking about moving out of house. I'm talking about leaving as far as dependence is concerned as well. You're no longer financially dependent upon them. I remember my dad telling me, once you leave, don't plan on coming back. And to many people, that sounds mean. But there's a lot of truth in that. Now, we realize there are circumstances, as in most things. But there is to be a leaving. Not just a physical leaving, but there is a leaving. We are now mature adults, and we no longer need to depend upon mom and dad financially. We will make our way, and then we'll raise our children. Hopefully they do the same thing. So the leaving of father and mother does not end the responsibility of the commandment, which is honor thy father and thy mother. So we want to look at what is included in honoring father and mother. And I believe that honoring father and mother goes all through our life, and I believe it continues on after mother and father have already passed on into eternity. They are still to be honored. They're still to be esteemed. And I realize, again, there's all kinds of things, of course, that go on. And there's, sadly, a lot of bad moms and dads. But the principle taught here is honor thy father and mother. If for no other reason, if there's no, perhaps they're the worst father, the worst mother that there is, they're still to be honored simply because God gave them as your father and mother for the position. Hopefully that's not the only way that we show them honor and respect is because of their position. But there are many things that happen. So what is included in this honor? First of all, of course, is love. Now, the world today, moms and dads don't know much about it. Children certainly don't know much about it. But honor and respect of mothers and fathers includes love. The love that a parent has for a child is, the Bible refers to in Romans 1:31, is natural affection. It's an affection that is in us at birth. That is also true, the love that a child has for a parent is natural affection. So if that is not there, then that's unnatural. In the Bible, if you follow it through, that which is unnatural is diabolical. It's demonology is behind it. Homosexuality is unnatural affection. Homosexuality is diabolical. You know, there's this philosophy today, and it's entirely in a wrong premise, a false premise. All sin is the same, and therefore homosexuality is no worse than stealing something. First of all sin is the same in regard that it is against God. That is true. But all sin is not the same. There are different degrees of sin. And when something is unnatural, it's diabolical. That's pretty serious. Not that other sin isn't. It's diabolical. For a parent not to love a child is diabolical. There's demons in that. For a child not to love a parent, same thing is true. It is diabolical. So the absence of this natural affection, according to Romans chapter 1, is an abomination to God. So this love that is natural, I mean, it's natural for a little child to love mom and dad. That's natural. You don't have to teach them that. That's natural. And it's natural for a parent to love a child before that child's even born. While that child is being carried in the womb, there's a love. That's natural affection. For that love not to be there, again, is unnatural, which is very serious. But this love is unwavering. It is to be manifested, of course, while we are under parental care, which can be different ages for different people. But it is to be manifested while we're under parental care. It is to continue through adulthood when perhaps the parent becomes where they have to be cared for. That love is to continue. And it is to continue even after their death. That love for mother and father. So in this honor, there is love. In this honor, there is obedience. Now, this, of course, applies to when we are under their parental care. We no longer are required to obey everything they say once we are out from under parental care. But that being said, there is still to be honor and respect for them. You do not do something just to make them upset. You still listen to what they have to say, but it's different. You're now in a different stage of life. But obedience requires subjection, and of course it requires the outward act of obedience. So both subjection and obedience to parents is the honor as well as the duty of children under parental care. The Bible teaches this. And again, parents many times make the mistake of they tell their son, their daughter, rake the leaves. Son or daughter goes out, they throw the rake in the yard, they're pitching a fit the whole time, but they're raking the leaves. Well, that's not obedience. That's not obedience. They're doing the act, but the spirit of disobedience is there. And the spirit of disobedience cannot be allowed. Again, it's that principle of respect and honor. So obedience includes a spirit of obedience, includes subjection. This is true in our service to God. God tells us to do something and we murmur about doing it. We're not obedient. That's disobedient. But Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And I believe that phrase, in the Lord, carries a couple meanings or a couple applications. When we're under their care, this is the way God has set it up, in the Lord. Children, obey your parents. Comes a time, you become an adult, and perhaps parents' rules are contrary to what God says. In the Lord. In the Lord. And then, for this is right. It's right for children to obey parents. That being said, it's wrong for them not to. So it's either right or wrong. Verse 2, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee. And we'll get to this in another lesson, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long upon the earth. Colossians chapter 3, verse 20. Children, obey your parents in all things. Again, I believe this is speaking more so when under parental care. But again, even when out of parental care, there is to be respect and honor. Your child may call you, they may ask for advice, and they may do just the opposite of what you tell them. They are now responsible adults. But again, there is still to be that honor and respect. Hopefully, that's what you've trained them to think for themselves. And they will not always agree with us. Just the same, we will not always agree with them. But again, there's that the principle is still there. For this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. It's not just pleasing, it's well-pleasing for children to obey parents. So, honor requires love. It requires obedience. Then the chief thing, of course, it requires respect and esteem. In Leviticus 19 and verse 3, we read, "Ye shall fear every man, his mother, and his father." The word fear there is not speaking of being afraid. It's not speaking of trembling. But it speaks of a reverence. It speaks of a respect and esteem. And again, this is an inward feeling. And it is an outward manifestation. It is an inward feeling and an outward manifestation of reverence, not the reverence that you give God, but there is reverence, there is appreciation. To honor, to respect and esteem is to appreciate. And even if you were raised by lost parents and a lot of things that they did not know, but they did the best they could with what they knew. You're to appreciate that. You are to appreciate that. So respect and esteem is an inward feeling of appreciation. an outward manifestation of appreciation. It is an inward feeling and an outward manifestation of recognition. That is, you recognize their contribution to your life. And again, this continues well past parental care years, when we're under their care. It continues even after their death. There is to be this respect and esteem. We'll get more of this later, but if you have to put them in a nursing facility, you do so with respect and esteem. You don't just throw them in a dump and leave them there. There's respect. There's esteem. And again, I realize that different people can afford different things. We're quite aware of that. But through it all, you have to make sure that they are respected and esteemed, which means that you're going to, as much as you may hate it, you're going to, for their benefit, you're going to frequent wherever it is that they have to stay. We'll get on that a little later. Deuteronomy 27, verse 16, cursed be he that setteth light by his father or mother. Setteth light, to treat them lightly, to disregard them. Again, this continues after we have left. The one who disregards is cursed. The one who shows an attitude of indifference is cursed. To think lightly is to be in a state of inattention to their welfare. And again, the consequences of this act is seen in the words, cursed be he. Cursed be he. It's sad today, but there are many elderly who are completely neglected, completely ignored. And the individuals that do that, cursed be he or she, whatever the case might be. In most families, the care of a parent falls, there may be several children, but in most families, the care of a parent is going to fall on one. And it's easy for the child to say, well, why should I? Why? You just do what you're supposed to do. And what brother and sister does, they'll give an account. Cursed be he. But their inattention, their neglect does not give us allowance to neglect or to give inattention. So we'll continue next week on this honor thy mother and thy father. Let's look to the Lord in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord, for this day. We again thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for the commandments that you've given us for the betterment of our own lives and the lives of others, and we thank you for that. And we pray, Lord, that you'd help us today, that you would be with us as we worship you, that we would feel your presence, Lord, that you'd visit with us, that you'd speak to our hearts, draw us closer to thee, cause us, Lord, to leave here more like thee. Those that are lost, we pray that you'd save their souls. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.